Keith Carradine, and I am easy, and we are easy. We sure give it all away, man. 7:52, it's 8 minutes before 8 o'clock with Kelly in the Morning. Well, we got another winner, Bobber.
$3,000
in cash.
Bye-bye, Z.
Bye-bye, Z. I'm going to miss that car.
Yeah.
It was great driving that thing around, you know.
It's a super car.
I think they should buy all of us one just for doing such a great job here.
Here, here.
John Wren of Fredericksburg, Virginia, was our 31st caller, and he guessed 311 miles, and that's right, and so he's got the car and everything. We've given away so many neat things over the last 6 months. Trips to London on the SST, $10,000 in gold, to the Chesapeake Bay Bridge.
But you hit it on the nose.
What's that?
Winning is just beginning.
That's right, man. Really, yes. We've got some, of course, we got a lot more very exciting things planned, and you'll be hearing about those very shortly. A Datsun 280Z, $3,000. That's cool, but just wait. That's all I can tell you. Just wait. 7 minutes before 8 o'clock with Kelly. We've got 60. Is it still 68 outside? I've been
69.
So, 69 now.
Yeah.
I see.
Oh, what can I do?
Yeah, really? Well, hey. Okay. What do you got there? What's going on?
Well, there was some excitement, real excitement in downtown D.C. yesterday.
Mm.
A 400-pound bull calf. No, I'm serious. A 400-pound bull calf led park police on a merry chase.
I thought you were going to say something else there.
No, really. Yeah, it busted out of a corral at the Folklife Festival in the mall. They're having a Folklife Festival down there. Headed into the lunch hour traffic on Constitution Avenue with 20 police officers and three Texas cowpokes in pursuit. The calf went into the underground parking lot at the Kennedy Center. Now, after he eluded his pursuers for about 45 minutes, the little calf was roped, returned to the mall to take part in a calf roping exhibition, which wasn't bad at all. The old adage says that if first you don't succeed, try again. And that's exactly what Mike Muscarella and his group are going to do. Knowlesville, New York residents tried yesterday to bake their way into the Guinness Book of Records by concocting a 17,895-pound apple pie. Everybody's cooking their way into the Guinness Book. Now, the gigantic pie was placed in a 1,400-pound pie tin, welded together from two huge pieces of steel, dragged by a tractor into a large open oven with gas-fed flames at the Orleans County Junior Fair. But then the trouble began. About 90 minutes later, the pie tin separated. Out spilled 12,000 pounds of pie. Now, the pie originally was 18 inches deep. Only 4 inches were left after the little accident. But the accident didn't spoil the fun. Eager fairgoers lined up 4 or 5 deep for several hours as pie committee member Bruce Smith, with a 6-foot-long knife, carved up pieces of what had been dubbed the world's largest pie. But they haven't given up. They're going to try to bake it all over again. Most entrances to Big Thompson Canyon in Colorado have been blocked off. Only people who live there or who are involved in rescue operations are being allowed in. That's because 3 persons have been arrested on looting charges. Many homes and cabins have been damaged in last weekend's flash flooding, and they remain uninhabited. Scientists have ruled out many probable sources for the cause of that illness that's claimed 22 lives in Pennsylvania, but they still don't know exactly what it is. They say it's not bacteria or bad food or water, and they've crossed out 6 diseases, ranging from bubonic plague to parrot fever. Now, they suspect the illness is either from a virus, a fungus, or a toxic chemical, but they can't be any more specific than that until test results start coming in. Now, the first test results are due in today, but one official says it may be next week till they know for sure. And he says they may never know what caused that illness. Here's your commuter air traffic weather. In Atlanta, when you land, 63 and clear skies. Out in Cincinnati, 64 and partly cloudy. Down to Miami, 77 and fair. In Nashville, 68 and fair. You'll get your guitar tuned for nothing. Anchorage, partly cloudy and 56. And in Los Angeles, clear skies and 66 degrees. Here's a look at Washington area rush hour traffic. New York Avenue at Fenwick Northeast, an accident there tying up traffic. Also at 14th and Military Road Northwest, and at 15th and Potomac Northeast. So drive carefully wherever you are in those areas. Maryland and Virginia police report things are moving fairly well. No major tie-ups thus far. The time is 3 minutes before 8 o'clock at WPGC. Washington weather is next. PGC Metro weather, mostly sunny, warm today. Highs near 88, partly cloudy, mild tonight, down to 65. Fair and rather variably cloudy tomorrow. Warm and a little more humid. Thunderstorms are likely in the afternoon or evening. And highs to near a sizzling 90. The Washington temperature, 69 degrees at WPGC. AM and FM Morningside. 8 o'clock with Kelly in the Morning, the Bobber, and Doc.